Human beings have short memories. Who thinks now in the United States about what happened in Somalia in 1993? Nobody. Who thinks about what happened in Bosnia-Herzegovina? Nobody thinks about that.
I'm the governor of California.
Werden wir nicht vergessen, aber wir werden auch die nicht vergessen, den richtigen Weg einschlagen.
I'm the governor of California. I believe in everything that you've stood for.
Well, let me tell you something. The answer is clear. California. California.
I believe in everything that Hitler stood for.
Vergessen. Aber wir werden auch die nicht vergessen, die den richtigen Weg einschlagen.
The first choice that we must make is the one that will determine our success. Shall we rebuild our states together, or shall we fight amongst ourselves, create even deeper division, and fail the people of California? Well, let me tell you something. The answer is clear. For the people to win, politics as usual must lose. California. California.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
And if you like the Bush regime, just wait till you see what's coming next. I am Governor Schwarzenegger. Pretty soon I'll be dictator when they make me president. Democracy is going away.
Back.
friends decided to have a party. But they said I couldn't come because I was too fat. Too fat! I was really hurt at the time, really angry. But you know, then I thought, I really don't have anything against gravity, but it really does weigh me down. Said that you can't step into the same stream twice. But I find that wet feet soon get caked with sand and grit. That's very unpleasant, especially between the toes. So when I go for a stroll, I stay on the sidewalk. And I always wear a pair of nice we'll be right back.
LSD, PCP, cocaine, heroin, alcohol, pot, all of that shit, knives and guns, fuck you.
We are not. country is completely full of shit, and always has been, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner. It's really nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue all-American bullshit.
You fucking loser! You loser!
Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit.
Like, these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I've pledge no allegiance, nigga, fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features, drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act attract you to the type in your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. Cause shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was show niggas, tell the truth niggas.
Bush knocking down the towers.
Tell the truth niggas.
Bush knocking down the towers.
Like Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was show nigga, tell the truth nigga.
Bush knocking down the towers.
Tell the truth nigga.
Bush knocking down the towers.
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I'll show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit but look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Take your foot off my neck. I'm tired of asking. I don't want another heartwarming television special. I don't want a new lighter tennis shoe. I don't want revolutionary hair care products. I want revenge! I want your BMW 330 to throw a rod. I want the mechanic to overcharge you. I want revenge. I want your stockbroker to run off with your trades. I want your facelift and arches to fall. I want your wife to find your Blue Boy magazines. I want revenge. I want your daughter to drop ecstasy and sneak into discos with rappers wearing gold chains. I want gypsies to steal your credit cards on your Paris vacation. I want your son to drive drunk. I want your property taxes to go up. I want revenge! I want revenge! Wish on a lottery. Use your children to drugs. Install a second-rate mortgage. Install an infested rug. I wish the worst things upon you. I wish you'd just go away. I want your dog to lick its ass in the presence of your in-laws. I want you to lose the election. I want you to get food poisoning at Jack in the Box. I want your coworkers to laugh at you behind your back. I want people to smoke next to you in restaurants. I want your insurance company to deny you coverage for stroke. I want revenge. I want it. I want them to build a medical incinerator downwind of your neighborhood. I want your hard drive to crash. I want you to trail toilet paper out of the men's room. I want you to develop an allergy to deodorant. I want you to get audited. I want your rubber to break. I want revenge! I want revenge! Wish on a lottery! Use your children to drugs! Disorder.
robotically to non-existent rhythms, flashing memberships to clubs so exclusive nobody belongs. Nobody.
Despiertas y mueren despiertas, peligrosamente despierta mi mente, la voz del insurgente solidario con su gente. Y enfrente, y enfrente, y enfrente nos silencian los de siempre, peligrosamente, peligrosas mentes.
Thank you.
Estado, realineando, liberando voluntades insumisas. Es vuestro. 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 Es vuestro.
Finally, after nearly a month on high alert, our national terror alert status today was downgraded to yellow or elevated.
And the enemy is much more elusive, equally as formidable in the sense of being, I would use the word evil.
Evil. Evil. Evildoers.
The battle of good against evil is always being waged.
Islam and the West
have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
So that seems to be a major theme here.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. Every nation in every region now has a decision to make.
Don't go to hell. Please, I beg you, don't go to hell.
I've taken a lot of heat for saying it goes back to the Crusades.
Barely 100 years after Muhammad's death, the Islamic Empire had spread far and wide.
When Iraqi civilians looked into the faces of our servicemen and women, they saw strength and kindness and goodwill, and war is what they got.
We'll be right back.
City with chemical. Bethlehem.
Let's go!
Of a question, I'm choking on my affection for the sit of email here from Android, who wants me to play a record for his dog, Tackhead, who's about 12 years old and has been listening since he was a pup. Well, I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but this is at number two.
Whatever it is, LSD, PCP, cocaine, heroin, alcohol, pop, all of that shit, knives and guns, fuck you.
You want more of this shit? Tune in wirelessfm.net. Do we care? Do we fuck? First Monday of the month, 10 p.m. till fucking late. DJ Droid, start the riot. What fucking listeners?